You are now listening to 100% Two Geek Girls, unbiased opinions on all things geek. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Mika and Nika. Welcome to 100% Two Geek Girls. This episode is all about Decade of Geek, where we talk about some of our favorite things that have transpired over the last 10 years within geek culture. Let's get started.
All right, first on my list for what transpired over the last decade, I think that was very monumental to me, was the Avenger movie series. The very first one came out probably 2011 or 12, and then they had three follow-up movies from there to get to the final movie last year. To me, that was huge. What are your thoughts?
I agree. Where we started from and where they actually took the series and ended it opens the way for so much more in upcoming phases. And it also set, I think, a good pace for movies. There are some things that I don't necessarily agree with because I kind of feel like because Marvel did things one way, they feel like DC needs to do the exact same thing.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. And I feel like each franchise has their own way of doing things. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. As long as you're putting out movies that people enjoy, it doesn't have to follow a certain script.
Formula or anything like that.
Exactly. But with that being said, you know, I do appreciate everything that they've done with the movies. Mm-hmm. We've seen a lot of main characters or A-list superheroes, if you will. And then we've seen some the BC and D members that, unless you were actually reading the comics, you wouldn't even know existed. And so I appreciate them for actually putting all that together. And even though at times I don't always enjoy it, I do like the fact that they did make some changes to certain storylines to allow for a bit of surprise, if you will, for comic book readers. So we don't know exactly what's going to happen in every scenario. So I guess I don't always agree with it, but I do appreciate that. I'm going to talk a little bit about TV shows.
Okay. So what's on your TV show list?
I don't necessarily have a list, but the first thing that comes to mind when I think about TV shows for me would be Smallville.
Ah, okay, okay. Gotcha.
That has to be on the list because I feel hands down, even though we've had superhero shows up until that point, it really set the precedent for the way people interact with comic book TV shows.
Okay, I can see.
We had our TV version of the Justice League, which in my opinion was one of the best series of Smallville. Season 7, I think, was one of their best seasons. A lot of those episodes were really good, especially the Right Quip and I episode, but that's neither here nor there. But anyway, my point is just to say that I think if we... While Arrow for the DC TV was, you know, for CW was their starting point, if we did not have Smallville, I don't know that we would have an Arrow. I don't know that we, even though it's a different franchise, I don't even know that we would have the Marvel TV shows like that, because I think Smallville really set the tone for everything superhero related on TV. And more than likely, we probably wouldn't have a Marvel Netflix that we had. You know, now Disney Plus, whatever. All of that, the streaming part of that, to me, in my opinion, comes from what Smallville did. Because let's face facts. When the song came on, okay, people were tuned in.
And how long was Smallville on for again? Like 11, 12 seasons?
I want to say at least a good 11 seasons, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, because I feel like they have more than 10 seasons. I haven't watched Smallville in a while, binge watched it in a while. But yeah, that was on point, always on point.
I feel like they have 11 seasons, if I'm not mistaken. So I think it went off in 2011.
Okay,
so gotcha. With that being said or whatever, I think that set the precedent for...
All the other
superhero
shows.
Now, something else that I think set a good precedent for superhero shows is Gotham.
Okay.
I say that because if Gotham has lived on its own for 5 seasons without having Batman. And I think they did a real good job not having Batman to create and flesh out all of these characters or whatever in their own way with their own storylines. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't redundant. Every season to me seemed to get better than the rest. I would say Gifted was on the same track.
Okay.
I don't know where it went because I know they canceled it, but Gifted seemed to be on that track because it did not have the main X-Men crew, but it was on, it had its own fleshing out of characters, and I feel like that stemmed from the success that a show like Gotham had. So that's some of the shows that I thought were monumental over the last decade.
Okay, I will agree with that. Definitely Smallville held it down. I really can't think of any other shows that came up over the course of the time that it was on. And I think as a solo show, it did what it needed to versus... I mean, nothing wrong with the Arrowverse, but I feel like you have these other shows that kind of pushed them to go in even further. For instance, if Supergirl was probably a solo show... I like the show, but I know a lot of people who don't really like or follow that series as much as when they do crossovers and everything. But anywho, outside of that, though, I would say for the years, for me, not being too familiar with him, Black Lightning, that TV series, I really like how they have kind of like, well, on the last crossover, he's finally a part of that. However, within the decade, new show, they kind of doing everything the first few seasons on their own, and I think that was something new and to appreciate. I know you was excited when Black Lightning came out, so.
Yeah, I did not expect them to pull that character out of all the characters that they could have chose.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like you said, he isn't a character that is really well known. I'm familiar with him, but a lot of people aren't. And so, to take that character and let it stand on its own, and to make it to me, Arrow has gone back and forth, being serious, not being serious.
Mm-hmm.
But for Black Lightning, they keep it pretty much on some serious topics, but it doesn't get to the point where it is like a sermon. So they have a good way of fleshing out the characters, but at the same time, still remembering that it's a CW show. So I think that is really good.
For the love of anime.
All right, let's get into some anime at this point in time. I really enjoy a lot of genres of anime, but over the last 10 years, something that I've actually grown a fondness for has been sports anime and slice of life. I think ReLife is one of my favorite slice of life animes. I love the music. I really enjoyed the storyline, and I like the twist that came about in the anime that I was not expecting personally. So I definitely think that was a good anime, and I guess for me, being able to expand my horizons when it comes to the type of shows that I watch within the anime world is something that has definitely blossomed over the last 10 years.
All right, I can agree with that. Of course, within the last decade, I myself enjoy a good sports anime, which you kind of got me hooked on, from Ace of Diamonds to Haiku, and to Kuroko's Basket, to name a few. An anime that I haven't got totally involved in watching yet, but really want to because I keep hearing that it's good, is Detective Conan, which is, I guess,
maybe mystery anime or anime mysteries. We watched, Ace Attorney, that series, watched it, loved it. Detective Conan is one that I have yet to watch, however, that did kind of introduce me the last decade to sports anime and then anime mysteries, so looking forward to it for the next decade.
I also am going to take the time to talk about some shows that a lot of people talked about that we didn't watch right off the bat, but really enjoyed. Attack on Titan came to mind.
Yes.
When you see the very first couple of episodes and what transpires, where that show has gone so far was, as someone who didn't know anything about it, was totally mind-blowing to me. The new characters that popped in place, people that you didn't expect their character storyline to go the way it went, all of that was something that I really enjoyed seeing. Then if I go on the other side of things, I would have to talk about a show like Food Wars.
Very unique.
And in addition to that, people would always tell me, you know, Food Wars, Food Wars, Food Wars. Even some of the geeky content creators that we watch on YouTube would always talk about Food Wars. And I'm like, a show about cooking food, I don't really think that's something that I would enjoy. But I had some downtime and I was like, you know, I'll check out a couple of episodes. And then next thing you know, it was like, damn, I've watched all the series and have to wait for the next series to come. But it's a really good show and it's super unique. I don't know. Outside of that, I would probably have to talk about, for me, Black Clover. I know you're still fresh into Black Clover.
Yes, I'm still
starting. But as someone who's like, I think I'm 110 episodes in, so I'm still a little bit behind with the current episodes. But it really took on a life of its own where it went. And I know a lot of people don't care for it as much. But to me, it's one of the shows that I look forward to every weekend. I know that's something that's it's pretty new on the decade of anime, but I definitely would have to say that it would be a standout show for me as far as something that I watched and really enjoyed and wasn't sure that I was going to enjoy because so many people talked about it like it was literally the worst show ever created when you talk about anime. But yeah, you know, I enjoy it.
All right, I would say as far as anime, Hunter Time Hunter was a series, an older series within the decade. However, I was late to the party and enjoy it. Still have to finish the series. We stopped a certain what arc we stopped at. However, yeah, very good series that came out within the last decade. I would name a few more, but I'm not exactly sure how it falls. But I know Hunter Times Hunter came out this last decade.
I also had on my list Gatchaman.
Okay.
Because I felt that that was something that was different.
And we're waiting for the next season on there, right?
We saw seasons one and two. Oh. No, you're talking about Bloodborne, Blood Battlefront Beyond. That's what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to watch the second season of that, which is also something that made my list as well. I thought both of those shows were very unique. They didn't have that... There's the tropes that you have in all animes, okay? But I think they did a good job of stepping outside of that original trope and taking the show and the storyline in its own direction. So I really enjoyed those shows and I thought that they were standout animes. I'm surprised that you did not bring up Beelzebub.
I don't know what year Beelzebub came out. That's what I was saying, because
I mean, there's quite a few I could think of, but there's the ones that I know for certain came out within the last decade, and I didn't want to go too far back. But yeah, so Beelzebub, definitely, if it came out within the last decade, that was decade worthy to check out. You know, I want to cosplay as Beelzebub, so
yeah, we've talked about this numerous times. It's always enough. I almost couldn't get that out there because it's like, no,
that can't happen.
No, it's not.
You can't cosplay as
these are not things that are allowed within the convention center. You rolling up there as a butt naked baby
with green hair.
That's not allowed. I checked. They said no. Everyone got back to me an email and they said no.
Can't happen.
So the answer there is no. So I guess that pretty much covers not all the anime that we've seen, but just a couple of standout ones that we really enjoyed. Drama, that K-drama. Well, the last topic then is going to be one that we don't really have to spend that much time on, but I just wanted to delve into K-dramas a little bit, because that's something that definitely you and I both discovered in this last 10 years together, pretty much.
Yes.
Around the same time. When I started watching K-drama, I started watching for myself more of the rom-coms, which I don't have a problem with, but you know, in general, for me, I don't tend to watch a lot of, you know, romantic comedy type things. I'm more into the crime drama genre when it comes to my TV shows. So definitely over the last 10 years, it's my love of K-drama as far as the type of shows that I would generally watch has definitely changed from where it was when I watched my first one, which was Boys Over Flowers.
Which is my first one as well.
Yeah. Still carries a special love in my heart because it is the first one that I watched. But at the end of the day, now if I'm going to talk about K-dramas, it would be something along the lines of like Tunnel or Signal, things along those lines. That's love more Signal in the crime drama genre. Exactly. That was, first of all, they could do another 2 or 3 seasons on Signal and I would be there for it. Yeah. Same thing with Tunnel. They all had good endings, but I felt like we could have gotten more from the series. If I had one complaint about K-drama, that would be it. I feel like a lot of times where the series end, it has an ending, but there's more to the story that could be told. So I do appreciate that here with over the last 10 years, some of the shows that I've watched have actually gotten additional seasons. For instance, Queen of Mystery was one that came to mind. And they have a couple of seasons now. I need to watch the second season, but that's definitely something that has changed since I started watching K-dramas. And you just brought up a valid point when we were talking prior to the show about how that's also stemmed to us watching other dramas, yes, whether it's a C-drama or a T-drama or a J-drama. So, you know, especially with them doing different iterations, if you will, of some of the more popular ones. K-drama. I just found out recently that there is a J-drama version of Signal.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I have it saved on Viki. I haven't watched it yet. We can throw that into our schedule to watch. But there is a J-drama now version of Signal. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, saving this to the watch later file.
Okay. So. And something that I haven't mentioned and just came to mind is that there is a, I don't know which version it is. Let me see if I can find out real quick. But Suits, apparently.
Yeah.
Yes.
Girl, yes.
I found out about that when I was away at PAX South.
Yes.
There's a, what was that? Was it Japanese?
It should be a K-drama. It was K-drama.
It should be a K-drama.
Yes.
Suits.
Yes.
I saw the first episode because I watched a few.
Shut the front door.
Yes.
It was I did. It was very good. It was very good.
I'm super excited for that. Yep. I'm dumb stupid excited for that. Yep. Because prior to it coming out, you know, I try to keep up on the upcoming shows for all the genres and stuff that we enjoy or whatever, yes. Right? And so there was talk about there being a Suits, but I think that was around, I could be mistaken, but I want to say it was when Drama Fever was still a thing that they talked about there was going to be a Suits as an upcoming thing. Oh, by the way, there's also a Criminal Minds.
Really?
A K-drama. Yeah. Wow. I'm not sure if it's out or if it's coming out, but that's also a thing too. But you know, out of sight, out of mind. I didn't see anything about it, and so, you know, didn't think about it anymore. So I'm super excited for that. And I'm glad that you saw the first episode and it was good, so we can definitely check that out. Mm-hmm. So we've got some things looking forward to this new decade
there, to watch our
K-dramas that we can enjoy. Yes. But as always, we definitely want to hear from you guys and some of the things that you enjoyed over the last decade when it comes to geek culture. So definitely make sure that you head on over to our account on Twitter at Two Geek Girls, which is TWOGEEKGIRLSS, and let us know some of the shows, the anime, the gaming, the K-drama, the K-pop, whatever that you've enjoyed within geek and pop culture over the last 10 years. And as always, guys, you know what to do.
Stay geeky.
If you enjoyed 100% Two Geek Girls, we love for you to tweet us at Two Geek Girls. That's TWOGEEKGIRLSS. There we can continue the conversation. Don't forget to join us next week for another show.